WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The Mars Room is the third novel by Rachel Kushner, whose first two, Telex from Cuba and The Flamethrowers, were both finalists for the National Book Award. The new one tells the story of a young woman incarcerated for murder in a women's prison in California. Our critic at large, John Power, says that in this book, orange is definitely not the new black.
Early in Rachel Kushner's novel, The Flamethrowers, its heroine, Reno, is racing through Utah on her motorcycle when she sees the dancing lights of a casino on the Nevada border. Only a killjoy, she tells us, would claim that neon wasn't beautiful. I feel much the same about the work of Kushner, whose 2005 debut, Telex from Cuba, about an American family in pre-Castro Cuba, heralded a major talent, and whose follow-up, The Flamethrowers, confirmed it. Ranging from the Bonneville salt flats to the 70s New York art scene to Italy during an era of domestic political violence, that book had the scope, polish, and oomph of a Kubrick film. Like the filmmaker Catherine Bigelow, Kushner is a woman with the chops, ambition, and killer instinct to rub shoulders with all those big swinging male egos who routinely get worshipped as geniuses. In her new novel, The Mars Room, Kushner trades in the flamethrower's whooshing expansiveness for a slower, more muted vision of entrapment and isolation. Set in a California women's prison, it focuses on a young mother, Romy Hall, serving two consecutive life sentences for murdering the creep who's been stalking her. I know this sounds dauntingly grim, but in fact, this smart, sharply written, sometimes funny novel sucks you into Romy's world, evoking her reckless past and the claustrophobic present that will also be her future. In quick, vivid strokes, Kushner gives us Romy's run-amuck youth in the skeevy parts of San Francisco that, locals know, are only a few steps away from the picturesque ones imagined by outsiders. Smart but foolhardy, she eventually winds up lap dancing in the Mars Room, the cruddiest strip club in a city crawling with them. She has a fling with the doorman, gives birth to a son, and along the way acquires her stalker. If Romy's past was bad, her present is worse. Forever cut off from her son, she's trapped in a prison whose workings Kushner knows inside out, from its lice to its bleak bureaucratic lingo. Overcrowded cells, nasty guards, racial hatreds, electrified fences, we get them all. Not to mention a recipe for the disgusting homemade cocktails that prisoners drink to escape. Although Kushner serves up a few more nuggets of research than strictly necessary, they're never dull, for Romy has a way with words. When you see lights even higher than stadium lights, she says, you are at prison. Now, Kushner is not an avid plumber of psychological depths. Attuned to artifice and suggestive surfaces, she's closer in spirit to Don DeLillo's metallic cool than Dostoevsky's fevered emotionalism. The Mars Room hopscotches in time and expands outward. Even as we come to know the female prisoners in Romy's orbit, the child killer who won't shut up, the trans woman who has no allies, we meet two men whose tales cast light on Romy's situation. One is an L.A. cop convicted of murder. The other, a floundering academic who teaches at Romy's prison and tends to fall for his students. Kushner further reframes the context with riffs on country music, Thoreau, and the Unabomber, though I'm not sure those two self-isolating men really add much to the book. While it would be wrong to call The Mars Room an old-fashioned protest novel, it is, like her first two books, political. Lucid but not hectoring, it reminds us that most prisoners' fates have been sealed by poverty and the cruel machinery of a prison industrial complex that incentivizes locking people up without caring what happens to them. One searingly intelligent passage shows the links between low-paying jobs and the prison-made shoes sold at Walmart. Kushner is particularly pointed about the social forces that produce female prisoners, a staggering percentage of whom are poor and have been victims of abuse. The Mars Room takes its title from the club where Romy worked, which she describes as a loveless marketplace whose workers hide their true identities, have relationships that are purely transactional, and are only doing what it takes to survive. In all these ways, Kushner makes clear, the bar is like Romy's prison. But I think she's suggesting something bigger and more devastating than that. For millions and millions of people, especially women, the Mars Room is America itself.
John Powers writes about film and TV for Vogue and Vogue.com. He reviewed The Mars Room by Rachel Kushner.